Hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins, Audio Mode Day 14, I think, come on. I am still a week behind, and it's a summer solstice. It's actually 21st of June when I'm recording this, and I'm using Bosjak. I do loads of stuff with Bosjak, it's really good. If you haven't got it, go and get it, because you can do stuff like this. Oh yes, indeed, you can mic trigger, which is what I'm doing now, so putting your finger on and then letting go of the mic. And then coming back in again, all nice and easy, and you can tell it, your Bosjak, how much you want the music to fade down and how much you want it to bring up, and the attack and the release and all that kind of thing, which is, I like mine quite slowly like this, see? Okay, so now I'm whacked into mic lock, so I don't have to keep my finger on the screen. Anyway, that was an impromptu advert, commercial. It's a user's perspective, call it what you will. But yeah, looking at Bosjak, it's brilliant. I really, really, really enjoy what it can do if you want to do voiceover stuff right from your own home. Voiceovers, sound effects, you know. It's not a digital audio workstation. It's not a DAW. It's all good for live stuff. But you can, of course, put pre-recorded things into it, which I will demonstrate in a minute. But I was talking about voiceover. That's what I mentioned, and it was a bit of a seamless kind of link, or meant to be. Let me just turn off Uplifting Breeze, which is going to nicely fade out for me, which is what you want. There it goes. Bye-bye, Uplifting Breeze. Might do a little bit more of that because it's summer. But I wanted to talk about voiceover again, not as in the Apple voiceover, which is the screen reader native to iPhone products. But I wanted to talk about voiceovers, which is what I'm sort of looking at, you know, building my knowledge, and hopefully I'm going to do some work with voiceover as a voiceover artist. And what I was thinking, one of the big things that came up, and it might relate to non-vision impaired people to some extent, but it's mainly to vision impaired people, is accessing the written material. One of the things you have to be when doing voiceover is a good reader. You have to be able to access information. You have to be able to potentially make notes. If the artist wants something, if the client wants something different, and you know, they hear something in your voice, go, oh, I really like that, that would work for X, Y, Z, then you would need to be able to accommodate that. But also, as I said, punctuation and timing and all the rest of it, and I know that would come with experience, and I'm going to be exploring that, and I will come back and do these impromptu kind of things about voiceover and what I'm learning and all the rest of it. But one of the things that I was thinking was if you're trying to use speech in your ear to read the script, this is if you're vision impaired, then it's difficult because you are not necessarily getting the punctuation. I suppose you could set it to see, and then hopefully, you know, it would say, right now, comma, you could be in with a chance of winning £500,000, exclamation mark. You know, but you can only do it if you play the lotto, full stop. But then how do you know about going down and up and that? That would be experienced to some extent, you know. To up your chances, you do have to be in it to win it. And then, you know, there would be suggestions for inflection, I would imagine, and things like that. And as I said, I think one of the things that came across when they were talking to me about and feeding back with my voiceover notes was need to, you know, get timings right, and which is fine. That comes with the, you know, but punctuation, understanding, you know, making sure I was aware of punctuation so that I would give me some clues as to how that was meant to be inflected, how your voice is meant to be inflected. I do know that, but it really highlights the need to read at a good speed. And I think that Braille is it. And I think it's another one of those opportunities where Braille allows you to, an inroad into. So voiceover work and the balance to that is Braille. Either that or you have to be able to read large print at a reasonable speed. But for me, Braille, and what it's teaching me is that I need to really go back to Braille. And I do use Braille. I mean, I produce it for a living, but a lot of the time I'm not reading everything all the way through. You know, I'm looking for errors, if anything, and I suppose I'm speed reading. But the secret really is in terms of, because what they're saying is you wouldn't necessarily get the scripts on the day. So you would have to maybe work with, you know, converting a document and then into text only or something from an Excel, you know. And I'm good at that, you know. I can copy and paste and format text within a reasonably short space of time. But then that's another thing to think about, you know, sort of admin of your own access needs and all the rest of it. But it's just really interesting, really, really interesting. And it certainly got me on a quest to learn, not to learn, but to practice my Braille a lot more. It's exciting. And I know in some, you know, audio production, you know, those people that work in that are vision impaired probably, you know, do use Braille displays a lot and things. Having lots of arrows to your bow. But that was it, really. And so just a reminder, this is what I... where's it gone? There. Just a quick reminder of what it was I was doing. This summer, we'll be fixing thousands of cars all over the country. And even if your car can't be fixed by the roadside, free onward travel means that wherever you are in the UK, we'll get you there. Summer Fixed with the RAC. So there you go. That was what I did. Well, one of the ones that I did. Just a quick reminder. Now I know that I'll listen to back to that in possibly months' times when I do my one-to-one sessions with the showreel guys, that I'll listen to that and think, oh my goodness, remember that? Oh, the timing, la la la. And it reminds me of when I was doing piano tuning, you know, that I would, you know, you start picking up on little tiny faults in the pianos if they're not quite tuned enough and all that sort of business. It's fun. I'm enjoying it. So what am I saying in summary? Boss Jock's great. Voiceover work is encouraging, but I need to practice my Braille. Braille is fantastic, really, for any career, really. You know, to be able to read and understand and be literate is so important. So, and for me, I found a new and refreshing reason to learn Braille. Not learn Braille, practice Braille. I'm a lifelong reader of it, but yeah, it's good. So onwards and upwards, I'll speak to you all soon. Oh, and summer solstice. It all starts getting darker nights now. You won't notice, don't worry for a bit. Anyway, I'll speak to you all soon. Thanks for listening to my Audiomoo day 14, in my case, ramble. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye-bye.